This is 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to 6 Minute English from BBC Learning English. I'm Dan Walker-Smith and in today's programme, Kate and I are going to be talking about parkour. Do you know what parkour is, Kate?
Hi, Dan. Well, I don't really know what parkour is, but I've got a feeling it's got something to do with jumping on and off buildings. Am I right?
That's pretty much it, actually. Parkour is a growing sport that mixes running, jumping, climbing and gymnastics. You might have seen it on TV. It's been around. You see people running up walls, climbing across buildings and jumping over objects that are in their way.
Ah, right. Yes, now I know what you're talking about. I've definitely seen people doing this on the television.
Exactly. And what's interesting is that it's not competitive. Many of the runners don't even like the idea of commercial events. They'd rather keep it as a pure sport that's just for fun. Having said that, there are Parkour World Championships. So my question for you, Kate, is which city is hosting the Parkour World Championships this year? Is it A, Vienna, B, Vancouver, or C, Venice?
Well, I have no idea, so I'm going to guess B, Vancouver.
Well, we will see if you're right at the end of the show. Now we're going to hear an extract from the British parkour runner Brad Moss. Here he is talking about what he likes about the sport. He says that because it's not competitive or professional, you can concentrate on personal development, so he's less concerned about being sponsored. Kate, what does he mean here?
Well, to sponsor in this context is to give someone money in exchange for advertising and publicity. So sportsmen and sports teams are often sponsored by big companies.
OK, well, let's have a listen to Brad. What other sport did he practice before he took up parkour?
Parkour gave me a real opportunity to develop personally, as opposed to, you know, with skateboarding, which I used to do. It was all about doing things for videos and wanting to get sponsored and things, whereas parkour had a lot more freedom through that, and it's about practicing what you personally need to improve on.
Okay, so Brad was a skateboarder before becoming a parkour runner. Skateboards are short boards with 4 small wheels in each corner, and people who ride them are called skateboarders.
Yes, and I think there are a lot of similarities between parkour and skateboarding. For example, you've got to be very aware of your surroundings, and it's a way of getting around that's really quick and very impressive to watch.
Exactly, I totally agree. Let's hear from Brad again as he talks about his favourite sort of areas to practice parkour. He uses the word dense. So what's he saying here, Kate?
Well, the word dense means to be made up of or containing a lot of things. So if an area is dense with people, for example, then there are a lot of people in that area.
OK, let's listen to the clip and see if you can spot the ways that Brad gets around objects.
I enjoy spaces where there's lots of dense things and where I can move, you know, go under, over, between, ways of moving that challenge me directly. I do enjoy it. Developing creative movement, but not to the extent of doing stunts and acrobatics.
So using parkour, Brad goes under, over and between the objects in his path. But he says he doesn't do many stunts or acrobatics. What do these words mean, Kate?
Well, a stunt is a dangerous action which you might do to entertain someone. So there are lots of stunts in action films, for example. And acrobatics is another word for gymnastics. It's using your body to make skillful movements with lots of jumps and twists.
Parkour that uses a lot of stunts and acrobatics is known as free running. Let's listen now to a British free runner talking about her first experience of the sport. There's a couple of interesting words here, Kate, so I was wondering if you wouldn't mind explaining them.
Sure, no problem.
OK, well, what does she mean when she describes her first class as insane?
OK, well, insane usually means mad or crazy, but what she probably means here is that the first class was very hard and there were lots of ridiculous moves.
And she also says there was a positive atmosphere. What does she mean there, Kate?
Well, atmosphere here is the feeling that a place gives you, so that when she says that there was a positive atmosphere, she means that there was a good feeling in the class.
OK, let's listen to her talking about her first experience of free running. What effect did the class have on her?
I had an insane first class where in the first 10 minutes we were just looking at each other going, oh my God, this is impossible, they can't expect us to do this. But it was fun and it was a really positive atmosphere and I just got hooked.
She says she was hooked after her first class. Hooked is an informal word meaning addicted. People usually talk about being hooked on drugs or on cigarettes. But here she says she was hooked on free running. Does free running or parkour sound like something you'd like to try, Kate?
Oh, I'm afraid not. I'm not very good with heights. I think I'll just watch from now on.
Well, maybe you'll get convinced one day. But for the moment, we're almost out of time, so let's go over some of the vocabulary we've come across today. First of all, we had parkour.
To sponsor.
A skateboard.
Dents.
Stunts.
Acrobatics.
Insane.
Atmosphere.
And hooked. And I asked you at the beginning of the show, Kate, which city is hosting this year's Parkour World Championships?
And I took a wild guess at B, Vancouver.
Actually, the answer is Vienna. Although it's the World Championships, a lot of the parkour community are actually against this sort of competition. They want to keep parkour pure and non-competitive, and they see the idea that bringing in a competition is going to make it quite commercial and that people will only do it for money.
Yes, I can see their point, but then having a competition does mean that more people get to know about it.
Exactly, and if you are in Vienna this year, you might want to check it out. But from all of us here at BBC Learning English, thanks so much indeed for listening, and goodbye.
Goodbye.
That was 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.